Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
Mayor de Blasio, at his daily briefing today, announced an expansion in outdoor dining in the city.
So starting this weekend, 22 open streets will also have open restaurants on them. And some of them will be existing open streets, some will be new. But it's going to be amazing because it's going to key into some of the places in our city where we have extraordinary restaurants concentrated in one place. People love to go there in any time, but now imagine being able to enjoy it all al fresco. Arthur Avenue in the Bronx, Fifth Avenue in Park Slope, Little Italy, Mulberry Street here in Manhattan. Think about what is possible if we could make them centerpieces of outdoor dining.
The mayor previously announced the city will not permit indoor restaurant dining next week as had been planned. Dine-in services were initially meant to resume as part of Phase 3, but that changed in response to reports of recent increases in coronavirus infections in other states. Indoor dining with limited capacity is already allowed elsewhere in New York State. The city will be eligible to enter Phase 4, the final phase of reopening, on July 20th if virus numbers do not rise significantly. It was another violent night in the city.
30-year-old man in the driver's seat, a man next to him in the passenger side of the car, both dead, both a gunshot wound to the back of the head. Police called here at 1 in the morning to Sedgwick Avenue for crowd control because of people screaming when the bodies were found. This ongoing trend of gunfire and murder in our city yet again.
I just feel numb and shocked. It's like it's a dream.
Bothers me. This area here is pretty much calm. So this is pretty much of a shock.
After years of record low violent crime in New York, murder is up 21% so far this year. The epidemic of shootings goes on. Those have spiked nearly 50%. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, the hybrid section of the Bronx.
Also, a man was shot and wounded on Clarendon Road in Brooklyn, and a man was stabbed to death on Bradford Street in East New York. So far, no arrests in any of these cases. The British socialite, who was a frequent companion of Jeffrey Epstein, has been taken into custody. Our Sonia Rincon has more in this live report.
Yeah, she was Jeffrey Epstein's confidant, helped manage his properties, and has been implicated by Epstein's accusers of having a role in the sex trafficking that brought underage girls to Epstein as sex workers. Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested this morning by the FBI in New Hampshire and is appearing remotely in Manhattan federal court today. The exact charges still aren't clear, although we know the charges have something to do with the exploitation of underage girls. Epstein was indicted and arrested a year ago, and that investigation has continued despite Epstein's suicide last August at the Manhattan Correctional Center before he would ever face trial. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds News.
Baseball getting ready to start a 60-game season at the end of the month. And training camps opened yesterday, Yankees president Randy Levine telling 1010 Winds what the team is doing to keep players healthy.
We're going to be tested every other day. Major League Baseball, we had our own laboratory that handled a lot of the steroid testing, and the commissioner did a great job. He converted some of it into a laboratory for COVID testing. So the testing is going to happen. Players will be tested every other day.
He says they'll also be social distancing and wearing masks.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.